Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Mitchell Robinson was recently speaking to the media, and he actually revealed that he's still battling through some injuries. We're going to break down exactly what he said and if the Knicks have anything to worry about going forward in tonight's game against Indiana. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Mitchell Robinson is still fighting through significant injuries. This is the last thing you want to hear as a Knicks fan. We are about to face the Indiana Pacers tonight in the semifinals of the Eastern Conference. We do not need another injured player on this team, especially somebody as critical and crucial to the roster as Mitchell Robinson. Coming off the bench, almost nobody can touch him on defense. And if you're an opposing player going against him, you are going to alter your shot each and every time because you don't want to get blocked. And that fear is going to creep into your system each and every time you go up against Mitchell Robinson. But unfortunately, as he was speaking to the media recently, he gave the following comments when he was speaking to the media about his status and his injuries. Shout out to the account Knicks Video on the app X for giving us the following information. According to them, Mitchell Robinson was asked what things have been like for him coming back from surgery. And according to Robinson, I'm still figuring it out. Still got my little problems, just figuring it out. Trying to maintain it the best way I can and continue to fight. That does not sound like Robinson is healthy. And unfortunately for the Knicks, if Robinson is not healthy, it's going to be a major blow. The only good news here is that if you take a look at the injury report, he's not on it. The only player that's on it is really from Indiana, Tyrese Halliburton. But everybody else, they're not really listed on it. So that's good news for the Knicks and Mitchell Robinson because it does speak to the fact that he is fighting through it. He's not complaining about it, and he's not using it as an excuse to why he's not going to perform. Either way, he's going to go out there. He's going to try his best to show out and show up for the Knicks, and he's going to do whatever it takes to help the Knicks claim victory. If that means he has to be a demon on the board like we know he's going to be, that's what he's going to do. And Mitchell Robinson and his dominance inside is going to be needed because if Ihart gets into foul trouble, or let's say Tom Thibodeau for some reason doesn't play Precious Achiuwa or Jericho Sims, we're going to need Mitchell Robinson to maintain and lock down that paint. One of the keys to this matchup against the Pacers is how our big men are going to operate and go against Miles Turner because Turner, to his credit, can shoot the three. When you can shoot the three as a big man, you're considered a stretch five. And that's exactly what he is. And the Knicks have problems with guys like that because if they can shoot the three at a very good percentage, which his percentage is not great, but it's decent enough where you have to fear it, they're going to put Mitchell Robinson out there. They're going to put Ihart out there. And when they do that, guess what's going to happen? The paint is going to have a lot more open lanes. That's going to give their attackers, just like Tyrese Halliburton, a lot more room to operate. But here's the thing. Josh Hart, he's also a demon on the boards. And I don't know if you guys checked this stat recently, but I did. Shout out to Stat Defender on the app X for giving us the following information. Most offensive rebounds among active players in the playoffs. Just take a look at the top three. Josh Hart, 22. Mitchell Robinson, 22. Isaiah Hartenstein, 21. And then following that, Aaron Gordon, 19, Joker, 19, Allen, 15, Gobert, 15, Siakam, 14, not even close to where the Knicks are. Derek Lively the second, 12. And then Jaden McDaniels, 12. That rounds out your top nine in terms of active players in the playoffs who are getting offensive rebounds. This helps to explain two things. Number one, Josh Hart is a problem in the postseason. He does everything you need, and even if his offense is not coming along, his defense is still there. His hustle plays is still there. He gives you all of that, and he just showed you why he's such an impactful player for the Knicks. He gets 22 offensive rebounds, and he's a guard. He's tying Mitchell Robinson, our center for that, who's coming off the bench. And let's be clear here, Mitchell Robinson off the bench getting those offensive rebounds? Who can stop that? Who's going to stop the second chance opportunities for the Knicks? Who on the Pacers squad can go in there and take away those second chance opportunities? Isaiah Jackson? Miles Turner? Against Mitchell Robinson, Precious Achiuwa, Ihart, and Josh Hart? No way. Do I need to pull up the graphic again? Look at this again. The top three are Knicks. Hart, Robinson, and Hartenstein. What are you doing? How are you going against that? What are the Pacers going to do against that? How are they going to win on the boards against the Knicks? They can't. The pace is the only thing they're going to have to go for and try to do their best in. And with the postseason, we already know the pace slows. And with the Knicks and the way they run their defense, they love to put things in the half court and then run isolation, and then they devastate off of that. And usually, Jalen's the one doing the isolation. But here's the thing. If you double or you triple team Jalen, he is so crafty, has such a high level of basketball IQ, he's going to find a way to pass out of that, find the open man, and they're going to get an open, clean shot. And the Knicks have problem shooters on this team. You cannot leave them open. Dante, he'll kill you if you leave him open. Josh Hart, 43% in the playoffs from three. You can't leave him open either. Miles McBride, he's a problem. Jalen Brunson, he's a problem. What do you do if you're Indiana? And the way the Tom Thibodeau effect has rubbed off on this team, the next man up mentality, where if they come into the game, they know their role and they know what they need to do to be effective. How do you stop that as Indiana? They cannot. That's the problem. Their defense, not good enough. And against the Knicks, they are going to get slaughtered. There's no way Tyrese is going to be able to penetrate and create against the Knicks. How are you penetrating and creating with those three big guys in the paint? And maybe all three of them are not playing at the same time, but you still have to deal with one of them at some point in time. If you get one of them into foul trouble, somebody else is going to come in. You get him into foul trouble, we have other players who can come in and still have an impact. Precious Achiuwa, I'm looking at you. Tom Thibodeau, please play Precious Achiuwa in this upcoming series. We need an eight-man rotation. We cannot deal with a seven-man rotation. I know there's a little bit of chatter out there that potentially Alec Burks could get minutes. Guys, I'm good with Alec Burks. I know we made the trade. I get he has value. I understand we want to trade him maybe in the offseason or whatever the case may be, sign and trade. I'm not sure, but I understand your concerns is what I'm trying to say. But listen here, I would rather Precious Achiuwa get those minutes than give any of those minutes to him. I would rather Shake get those minutes than let Burke get any more minutes for this team, because we already saw it. How many times do you need to see Burke out there before we understand that he's just not impactful with this team? Now, if you want to make the argument that it's the postseason and he could play different, okay. But you know what? We saw Precious Achiuwa show out in the postseason already, and he went toe-to-toe, head-to-head with Joel Embiid, the reigning MVP of the league. If that's the case, you don't think he can do that to anybody else? I think we have to give him a little bit of credit here. The one thing we can say about Mitchell Robinson, and really this entire Knicks team, is that they fight. They always fight. They never quit and they never give up. If they can play, they're going to play. If they need to rest, they're going to rest. But best believe, they did that rest begrudgingly. They did not want to take that rest day. All of these players on this team right now have bought in. They understand what their role is. They understand what they need to do, and they understand what the Knicks need to run in order to be successful. Every single player understands the impact that they have, anybody's missing from this is going to affect the Knicks and what they're looking to do. That's why I've said it so many times. With the current roster we have, if fully healthy, we can go toe-to-toe with anybody because we have the personnel to do it. And also because I have a huge belief and faith in Jalen Brunson. Jalen has not only done it this year. He did it last year. He did it in his time in Dallas. Everybody keeps saying that Jalen Brunson has to do something consistently. Jalen has been consistently money each and every postseason he's been in. Maybe not each and every game, but you know what? Sometimes good players are going to have games where they're not playing well. That's true for Jalen Brunson as well. But more times than not, he has awesome games, amazing games, games that make you scratch your head and think, how can people make comments that he's not 1A? It just doesn't register to me. Those are the type of praise and comments he's likely going to get because he earns them through his play. Jalen Brunson didn't just walk into New York and started getting all this praise. That's not how it works in New York. You don't ever get it that way. You have to earn it. Look at Kemba Walker. When Kemba Walker was coming here, and by all means, we knew Kemba when he was coming here had bad knees, so we weren't expecting a lot, but we were expecting something. But even with that, we didn't just give him the love. We obviously love each and every player that comes to play for the Knicks, but in terms of that respect and love, you have to earn it. Jalen Brunson has done that from day one. That's why right now, even though he's not the quote-unquote savior, he is the best player on the floor for the Knicks. He is the person we look to as our leader to close games. And each and every time we do that, he pulls it out. He gets us the bucket and also seals the deal and gets us the victory. He did it time and time again in the Sixers series, putting this Knicks team on his back and making sure we wouldn't lose games. This is why you have faith, belief, not only in this team, but in Jalen Brunson. If he doesn't make all NBA first team, yes, I said first team. Why do I say first team? Because if I look in the playoffs right now, I think maybe Anthony Edwards is probably better than him in terms of the best postseason player right now. After him, I'm putting Jalen Brunson firmly at number two and then go crazy with everybody else. But I think that's the order. If that's the case, if that's what we're going by, then do the right thing. Jalen, all NBA first team. That's what it should be. But if I know the NBA and the league and the way the votes go, he's going to unfortunately be voted to all NBA second team. And people are going to tell me up and down, oh, it's not about the postseason. It's all about the regular season. Well, you know what? He led this Knicks team with a battered roster to the number two seed. What else you got to say? It just doesn't make sense. Don't count out Jalen Brunson. And you know what? Don't also count out this Knicks team. Don't count out Mitchell Robinson as well. He is going to go if he's ready. And the fact that he's not on the injury report and he's not complaining about it, just being more open about the injuries he's dealing with, it tells me everything I need to know about him, his character, and his availability tonight in the game. He is definitely going to suit up. He is definitely going to be there. And he's going to not only put on a show, but he's going to get us each and every single offensive rebound that we need, give us those second chance opportunities, and make sure this Knicks team has every opportunity to win the game tonight. And I love that about Mitchell Robinson. He is always going to push through each and everything. He gets a lot of flack a lot of times for being an injury-prone player and not being available when we need him. Well, look at this now. Dealing with all of these injuries, not complaining, but letting us know about it, and still showing up and showing out. Much respect to Mitchell Robinson. But what about you guys? What do you think about Robinson's recent comments to the media about his surgery, his injuries, and what he's still going through? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.